Warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Take a look at the double chin, he's weighing about 310, with golden chains and sequin belt below. There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, down at the Kmart store. But the scariest sight to see is that jolly VIP in a pompadour. A pair of blue suede boots and a beard with black roots and a face you knew way back when. A drawl in his talk and a swagger and walk and the hips that wiggled back then. My mom and dad can barely wait to see the king again.
He's a Santa who sounds a lot like Elvis.
There's that faint peanut butter smell whenever he says Noel. Those lips are always twitching to and fro.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Soon. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I hope someone has a clue what the hell that means. Anyone? Going once? Going twice?
Monkey porn! Ball sacks!
Well, okay, two strikes.
It's almost Christmas.
Titties.
Bing! I think Murph's going to win just on that one alone, almost Christmas.
Bah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It is time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for...
Spank titties! 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 Spank Jewish Radio.
Spank...
Lachaim!
Oy vey! Ladies and gentlemen, time for Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
On a brand new website that is tight as shit.
Yeah, you like it. Murph hates it.
I don't like it.
He doesn't like it because, you know, it's not a site that he's put up and will let sit for 5 months, do nothing, and take down.
I still think it needs pictures on that.
It does. It's going to get there. I honest to God, the gallery, Gazoontight.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you. The gallery is almost there. We're going to have tons of images because DKev has been taking tons of photos. So soon it's going to have a gallery. But spankwagon.net now is new and improved.
And full of less semen.
Much less after we got your hands out of the cookie jar there. All right. I'm your host, Trencher.
Fuck, I should have brought my camera. God damn it. I forgot. I'm Big Daddy DKev.
Well, aren't you just stupid?
Wow.
Who got a camera today? Nobody?
I have my phone.
Going once, I don't got a camera.
Going twice.
Why do you want your camera?
For our
guest. Did you not see what was out in the green room?
Oh.
She has a pair. She's not fascinated by them.
I know. Well,
anyway,
we are.
I'm Big Daddy DK.
I'm sure her friend is.
I'm Big Daddy DK. I'm Big Daddy DK. Bitch.
Scrappy being pointed at over here.
Because it was your turn.
Scrappy. But he wasn't done saying it like 5 times in a row.
But Chris is here.
Like
we get to interrupt
OCD.
Each other now.
I'm Scrappy. I'm Scrappy.
Oh! I made it. Did I just guilt you into turning off your microphone? Oh, I'm getting the silent treatment.
Oh, no. You know what that means now.
I'm going to get it.
You better make sure my audio's turned up.
Oh, shit. I don't even have you plugging in the board. There you go. So your audio's good. All right. Murph, introduce yourself. It's kind of nice.
And I'm Murphy.
We welcome everybody this week, Friday. If you're listening podcast, it's whatever day it is. I don't have anything prepared this week, so I hope everybody else brought something, because I sure the fuck didn't.
Hey, I'm prepared. I got some shit.
Me too.
Good. We got Meg. She's on the green room. She'll be coming in. What the hell? Murph, are you unplugging the cord again?
Yeah, because something's not working right.
Try it now. Because, I mean, I heard the cord.
It's your brain. No?
No?
Probably not.
It's my bad joke.
That could be it.
Yeah, that'd be
that could
to
be it. All right. Well, we'll do tech support here in a little bit. Like I said, I don't have much because, I mean, it is before.
There we go.
Oh, boy, soundboards. It is the last show before Christmas. Wow.
What the fuck are you doing in here?
Okay,
you
there
know,
we go.
We always try to be professional.
Yeah. Okay.
We always try to be professional.
Yeah, we're
going to
be professional. Okay. Yeah.
He pointed at me saying that.
All right.
Well, we just try to get you to talk.
I was.
Or show your top.
That would always be a bonus.
Why don't you do that?
It'd be a Christmas tree.
You got all that glitter in your face.
I got attacked.
Did you get molested by a stripper?
No, fairy.
So Wes's leftovers.
The Christmas fairy.
The Christmas fairy.
Wes's left.
Steve.
Bad
Bruce,
situation.
And
ooh,
Jim.
Uh oh. Oh shit.
When is it ever a good situation? I mean,
all
really.
Right.
White girl, black man, beating, abuse.
Oh, oh,
stabbings. Oh. I mean,
wait, is the glitter sort of covering up for something here?
Yeah,
my black eye.
Damn,
you got
two.
Wes has been channeling the spirit of Ike Turner, apparently.
Oh.
Watch he's downtown the police station and shit. Mm. They lied, officer. They lied.
Honest.
I didn't beat that bitch. I mean, right. I didn't beat her.
You know, now, I'm going to start off, I don't know, we'll kind of start off chatting here, but I want to point out this card here. The Carey sisters here on LV Rocks, we all know the Carey sisters. They've hung out with our show.
Look at the promotion.
Well, they got the little card, but it's the guy in the back, you know, DB, whoever that guy is. I'm sure connected to their show.
He's a friend of mine on MySpace.
Is he?
Is he? You fucked
do,
up
do you actually know him?
No, I don't know who he is.
Not yet. Take a number.
I've seen all the Carey sisters stuff because he posts a bunch of shit. Yeah.
Okay, I have one. Well, actually, you know, one real problem with their little promotional card.
What's
if you look at it here,
there's three of them in one box. That's what I don't like.
Well,
about
No. It's not the fact that they printed blue text on blue background.
It's blurry.
Or, you know, it's hard to read.
Yeah, it's hard to read that blurry shit.
In the center square of the little Brady Bunch thing, we have three black people, all surrounded by whitey.
Actually, that's not that bad.
Think about that. They want desperately to be that, what, conformist into the Brady Bunch society?
They should have themselves into like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Why is it just so blurry?
Well, that's printing for you. But no, take a look there. You know, a little bit of a problem with that.
Unless you know that the black man is always surrounded by crackers no matter where he goes.
Kind of disturbing. They consider themselves the Brady Bunch of LV Rocks.
Yeah, that's a little off.
Yeah. All right. Just something I found. All right.
Nice.
Only on Spank Wagon.
What's up?
So what's going on, man?
You lied. You said you weren't going to be here tonight.
You
had him like...
I finally got that fucker. I finally got him.
Well, we got to point out. Well, were you... Was your dog okay? Was he constipated?
Yeah, he shit everywhere because he's constipated. Fuck. So what do you want to start off with?
Go ahead, Murph. Say what you got to say. I mean, we were just capping on you last week.
Say my name. You know he was.
You realize he's never going to show up after this week. He's going to just be totally pissed off at all of us and never show up again.
Yeah, right.
If you bring a porn star into the studio, he'll be back.
Oh, yeah. But when have any of us been able to do any good booking?
What was that?
I don't know.
But that's the executive producer.
I know it's executive producer. You're up. You're up even more. I know.
No, I mean louder.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it too loud because usually you like to crank the audio.
I've got mine up all the way.
People like me.
He's got his up all the way. I can see it. It's up all the way.
Are you rubbing it? No. Are you massaging
it?
It's
amazing what happens on that side of the desk.
Yeah, no.
Oh, hey, you
absolutely
had, you almost had your opportunity. He fucks shit up for you.
Oh, he does, but that's okay.
Why
he's
that?
Not really a wingman as so much as he's making
shit. You didn't notice all my shit on that side before you came in?
Well, we didn't think you were going to be here, so we were just going to move.
That's how quick it was. Decaf's not showing up. All right, move your shit over.
I'm all hot and sweaty like a gefilte fish.
Oh, you fucker.
This is why.
That was no different soundboards have different volume levels. Eat my ass.
My vagina.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, spankwagon.net. What do we want to start with tonight?
I just squeak like a big Jewish giraffe.
Do you want to do the gifts or you want to wait?
Why don't we do it now?
Let's wait.
Okay. All right. Well, Murph, what do you want to do? We really don't have a structure tonight because I don't think anybody communicated anything throughout the week.
I do. I got my shit.
I get IMs from Murph. He's like, We've got a guest.
No, it was try not to nut in your pants. Meg's coming on the show.
Woohoo!
Oh, I just jacked off to her in the bathroom.
Oh, that's what that little noise was.
Meg is awesome. You guys don't even know. You don't read her blog. I sit there and...
I know she talks about religion, Little Darlings.
Yes. Only Meg can take Little Darlings and turn it into a theological discussion and completely distract you from the strippers.
This fucker was up here having a look. He's all beef in it.
Really? I was the one that was distracted.
I know you were. I had to leave. I was falling asleep at a strip joint. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Shit ain't right.
No, we'll bring Meg in soon. Meg has an interesting blog going on lately. It's to be Meg is to be interesting, and to deal with the shit that she deals with, I can't even imagine. It's just wow. And we'll bring her in.
We'll hear
in a
about
bit,
that.
Yeah.
All right. Scrappy, what do you got for tonight?
I've got toys. No. I found some. Not like that, y'all freaky ass. Kids' toys, damn it.
Quit sitting on her toy.
So we've got some kids' toys?
Yeah, I actually came across this top 10, and I found a couple that I wanted to talk about. I thought they were
kind of
interesting.
Okay.
A little
interesting
different
toys.
From,
do they go into the butthole? Then they're not good toys.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, I'm sure with enough work you could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about one of but, these. I'm like, well, you know, kinky ass freaky.
Buy it. We'll
people.
Do it on the show. You can stick my ass on the show. Let's do it.
That is. Murph's like, okay, I'll book this one.
Nah, no, that's a spank wagon special.
Yeah, we would have to
double loaf of dark love. The brown
on your private snowball. Do you like that name?
Do you know what movie that is, Scrappy?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Did it
Where
come out?
Where are you from anyway, Private?
No clue what movie that is.
Oh, Full Metal Jacket?
Because you saw the computer?
I can't. It doesn't say that on
well,
there.
No, she sees the little pictures of Arlie Army on the screen here.
Okay. Arlie
I don't
Emery.
Know who the fuck that is.
So, all right. Decaf? Well,
yes.
No shit.
What?
You got good stuff for us tonight?
Yeah, I got some gifts. I got some gifts for everybody. And
Man, last year we got like corn and potatoes.
No, this is better this year. I actually
canned food drive. No, he robbed the canned food drive.
Except he ate all the food and gives us the cans.
I actually put away the food stamps and grabbed the debit card.
Nice. Other things we're going to have tonight that we've been wanting to talk about for a while. There's going to be a little election coverage. We're going to talk about Ron Paul. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney. Talk about some of the latest CIA missing tapes. All kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, I'm down with that.
And, of course, I'm going to sing a Christmas carol for you all like last year.
The guy who claims he doesn't sing. Okay.
I never said I didn't sing. I just said I don't sing certain songs.
Okay, fair enough. Murph, you okay there?
Yeah, you ever notice that these mics look like bobbleheads?
He
only when you shake the shit out of them.
Like trying to mess with mine. And
Scrabby.
Could you do that a little more, actually? That was
he was enjoying that. He was really just, enjoying that. All right, so why don't we go ahead?
Sweetie, you gotta cup the balls when you do that.
You're gonna give me a snort?
Oh my god.
Oh man, I've never stopped him in mid sentence before.
I'm bronzing that microphone.
Damn,
tonight.
Now all I need to do, like, to get him or anyone to stop talking is just like
cup the balls. Cup the balls.
So you get to rotate tonight. So you have to sit next to everybody tonight.
So. Come on, sit on my lap. We'll talk about the first thing that pops up.
You're already up.
All right. Why don't we go ahead? Why don't we cut to our first break? We'll get Meg and Tony into the studio. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
I love snowy white women. Oh, oh, spank wagon. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, what was that? Snowy white women?
Snowy white women. I fucking love them. I want to roll them up in a ball and stick my tongue in them. Silly Middle
East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story. They don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December, I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and die. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net.
What's up?
What's up?
What's happening?
What's going on, Murph?
He's adjusting.
To hit me in the head with the laptop.
I know.
Why didn't you hit her in the head with the laptop? You know
what? Please don't hit anyone in any heads with laptops.
You know you got glitter all over your face too, right?
Oh, am I? Oh, shit. I'm going to get busted, huh? I got to lie like a motherfucker. See, what happened was some kid opened up some glitter outside Big Lots. And the shit spread on my face.
I had to save him from a bus.
No matter what you say, your wife's going to be like, went to Little Darlings, didn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Which is exactly where we should go tonight, but that's just me.
Well, that's just you. All right, I think I got every mic on.
I try to get Scrappy's face in my lap, but instead it went to my chin, so I don't...
Okay.
Yeah, no one else thought that
Murph,
was
what
funny.
Are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Murph's readjusting.
I'm talking.
No, I was giving Meg my laptop so she can...
By myself.
Recount the events.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Act
all
like
right.
You're not used to it.
Fun blog stuff. Tony, how you doing over there?
Doing dandy. Talking,
doing dandy. All right.
And hanging in the studio as well.
You know, I didn't even know he was going to be here. And
surprise!
Tit. Not you, actually.
Don't be mean. That's my man Stitz back there. You leave him alone.
Yeah, it's Tit.
Don't be mean.
I can't help it.
His camera costs more than you make in a year.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Oh, and he's buying a new one. Nice.
That's where I remember you from.
Yeah, from last year when we did the Chicano tree with Chief.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Ginger's using that as her
a Christmas thing
her Christmas pictures? Yeah, the Chicano tree.
All right.
The fun times. So anyway, I'm just a producer. I just
no.
Here.
You're going in because you booked the guest.
Okay, fine. So joining us in studio again is Meg.
Hello.
We love Meg.
Yes, we do.
More importantly, we love to watch Meg be all happy and jump up and down.
As many times as Meg's been here, she still doesn't talk.
Hello.
She still doesn't talk into the microphone.
And Trencher just missed it.
You did that last
time. Did I miss something? Because I was adjusting levels. And
she was bouncing. You
well,
missed
I have
it.
To deep throat it. You all want me to deep throat it when I talk into it. It gets a little hard.
Wait, say that again.
You want me to deep throat the mic and it gets a little hard.
Perfect.
Sound clip. Gonna have to write down the time for that one.
Oh, no, 22 go. Minutes in.
So
5 minutes to get out.
So we brought Meg on because Meg's MySpace
because
profile.
He has a huge pair of fucking tits in my face. No, that's why she's on the show.
Meg's MySpace profile is a never-ending source of amusement for me. I love going to her page and reading. That was not me.
What's all that popping?
That was not me.
Oh yeah, that's right. You don't have. Okay, yeah. That's probably that mic. Oh well.
Going and reading comments and reading things. Meg, tell everyone what's been going on with your MySpace profile.
Okay, well, I started a blog because almost every damn day I get some moron sending me an idiotic message about how he wants to come on my tits or fuck my ass or whatever it is.
Decaf, stop emailing her.
Yes.
Damn it.
And no isn't enough for these guys. I could say no. I yesterday said no politely. No, thank you. And they still write back. Oh, but it could be fun. Oh, you know, they don't take no. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to do something about this. And I honestly didn't think anyone would really be amused or whatever. But I post the blogs. I post their URLs. I post their phone numbers if they give them to me. every bit of information about them I can find, I will post up on my blog. Except for the last two because... I changed my name to Sugar Tits for 24 hours just to see what would happen. And
and exactly
it
what
got,
happened?
It got interesting. It got very interesting. I got more emails in that 24 hours than I have since I started the blog.
Which means damn. People on MySpace are specifically looking for Sugar Tits.
Maybe yes. They're just Mel Gibson fans.
Yes, yes. I don't know. The name amuses the hell out of me.
I'm surprised MySpace even let you keep the name for even 24 hours.
Are you kidding me? One of the people on my MySpace is Master Josh's fuck whore. So I, yeah.
All right.
Master Josh is apparently my hero.
Sugar Tits is actually the third most popular search word on MySpace.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
So you've been inundated.
How would anybody know that?
He's joking.
Oh, he's bullshitting.
I know absolutely everything that I make up.
Oh, right.
I like that one.
You know, 97% of all statistics are bullshit. So anyway,
but about 90% of the guys who email me are Catholic, strangely enough.
I'm not Catholic. I'm the other 10% of sick bastards.
Don't ask me.
Well, sometimes Jesus tells us to come on nice tits.
And about 99% of them are Christians.
And you're a woman, too.
Yeah. Well, that always helps. Would you want someone emailing you? I come on your tits?
I thought Catholic priests would do sugar balls. Can I come on your balls, John?
I did have a guy the other day ask me, and that's one of my favorites, is would you like to get some head today? That's what he emailed me.
He probably more like,
in
would
big letters,
you like
in
to
big
get
bold
some
letters.
Head today?
Took him 30 minutes to type that whole thing out.
And all I kept thinking was natural born killers. That's the worst fucking head I've ever had. Next time, don't be so fucking eager. But then I just emailed him back. You could actually see that one on
so
my
blog.
So
you reply to all of them?
No.
I mean, aside from, okay.
No, I don't reply. I actually have one where I didn't even reply. There's 11 where I didn't even bother to reply. Like, no way that, well, I could look up. And that guy asked if he could come on my tits. And there's just shit like that. And, you know, guys, you can't spell, or they'll write it out in text speak, like they're sending me a text, and I'm like, you've got a full fucking keyboard. I don't understand what the problem is.
So is there, okay, let's just draw this out here. Is there ever a chance that you are ever going to respond yes to any of these requests?
Oh, hell no, and it says that on my page.
Now,
it
wait
says
a minute.
In big,
you've
bold
said,
letters.
You've said yes to a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have that. Yeah. To get phone numbers to post them on my blog, I might say yes. Well, Tony's an example of somebody I have met on MySpace and fucked. So it does happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Tony.
Hey, I may be white, but I'm hung like an Asian.
But he never asked to fuck me. So there you go.
He just begged.
Yeah.
I never asked either.
He actually noticed.
Just assumed. Yeah.
He actually noticed what I had on my page, commented on my art. I think 90% of the guys who email me asking me for sex have no idea that I actually draw porn for a living to boot. But, you know, and it was actually, you know, conversational, getting to know you like a human being thing.
Actually, that's kind of a stalker method. You see, they kind of get to know everything about you, like posting phone numbers.
Could, you know, they could actually take, well, it says on my thing, and, you know, I am, if you're not an atheist, there's absolutely no fucking chance you have to get in my pants anyway. And it says that on my page. You know, I don't want to meet I'm interested in older atheist men. But I get these 26-year-old Catholics asking if they can, you know, fuck my ass. I don't get it.
Practicing for priesthood.
I guess.
It's everything Father Paul taught me.
And I even get, you know, 16, 17-year-old boys. And they're always like, hey, what up? That's what usually they said. What up?
This is the generation we're raising. Do you believe this?
Yeah, look at Scrappy.
Thanks,
man. No, I mean,
I've gotten Scrappy's emails.
I have not gotten any emails or text messages. So.
Would you go show night? You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What the hell did you?
How about your?
It's hard for her to text with that giant black cock bouncing in her ear.
Hold on a second.
Damn it, you're causing mistypes.
let me set it on your shaft so I can do my text.
Maybe she writes it out on his cock in white grease pen, then shorthands it on the text. Maybe that's what it is. She can get an entire, you know, fucking soliloquy out there. And then
it was
the
best of times. It was the worst of times.
It's like a Tracy Lords porno.
Exactly. So, Meg, why don't you read us some of your choice hits on there, some of your favorite ones.
Don't read the ones I said.
Well, I like the guy who I got to, this is really recent. I got this guy to say he'd fuck another guy, or fuck with another guy, blow another guy, and I actually got him to say he jerked off to small dogs.
What's Michael Vick doing? Michael Vick's been in prison too long already.
I don't know. Would you like to hear this one?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
This is one of the longer ones, but he is Tony. He is not this Tony, but Tony, a 29-year-old Catholic male who believes that professional wrestling is unscripted. So
bring it
up. We all look.
That's how he describes himself on dating sites.
It's, I know what you guys do.
It's real, real to me, damn it.
He's like, look, I want to body slam you. Amen.
You know what? And his actually starts out kind of nice. But, like, as I said, he's a 29-year-old Catholic. He flunked an open book exam. Hence, he's subject to whatever else I release on him. I mean, he could read the blogs. He could see the bold letters. Don't fucking email me. But, yeah, he does. But anyway, he writes, hey there. Nice to meet you. If you get a chance, send a message back. Hope to talk to you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Whatever. That's a nice one. I said, well, I'm already fucking right, Tony right now, so I'm all full up of Tonys. Just wondering.
They're great.
Okay. Next time we see Meg, she's covered in sugar coating, yeah. Frosted fucking flakes.
Where she gets the sugar tits from?
Say, are those frosted flakes on your chest?
Meg's covered in milk. She must have been over at Tony's.
But the next comment I made was because he has porn kind of right next to how religious he is. And so I said, just wondering, does it bother you to have your religious proclamation directly touching porn? That always amazes me. LOL. Which I hate LOL, but there it is.
Holy crap. You said proclamation. Half of MySpace just went illiterate. Huh?
That is a problem.
What about was she looking in the bathroom?
Oh, it's a percolator. Huh?
So Tony writes, you don't think you could add one more Tony? And I write, why? You want to fuck my pussy while he's fucking my ass? Is having your balls slap against another Tony's balls too creepy for you?
Damn.
So he writes back, that sounds good. You want to? Wow.
Now, Tony, at this point, I need to ask you, are you okay with your balls slapping against another guy's balls? Or
another
is that
Tony's balls.
Another Tony's balls, or is that completely out of the question?
Sometimes I pay extra for it.
Wait for the hairs to get tangled.
Only if it's another Tony.
Meg, you seem to have hit the jackpot with this one.
Woo! He's a funny one. Okay, so sweet. All right, sweet. We can have an anal train. Are you into butt fucking guys too? That would be my total fantasy cum come true. Oh my god, I'm so hot right now just thinking about your hairy cock and his hairy ass. Two sweaty, heaving, thrusting, grunting men fucking right on top of me. I'm gonna have to jill off right now. Hot. Right back soon. XOXO Meg.
See, she does say yes, guys.
And he replies.
It's good to see you've gotten a hobby, Meg.
Yeah, I try to get him not to reply. I'm trying to get him to go, oh, never mind. But he doesn't do that.
He's Catholic. Shit, yeah. You got to go the other way. You got to go back to the women.
Apparently. And he said, okay, let's see. Okay, he said, I'm really want to do you. If that's okay, let me know.
Well,
I don't know the sentence, what that exactly
I
means.
Really wanna.
Okay.
That means that he's going to do all the other shit you just said. Just
yeah,
do what
I think so.
That's what he's saying.
I write back, awesome. Please don't be screwed around here unless you really intend on screwing around. First thing first, I require all my bisexual male lovers to have HIV tests. These are actually available at any major drugstore. Once you have the results, I'll give you my fax number and I'll email you a consent form for my live webcam show, which obviously doesn't exist.
Damn, I've been looking.
Because if it did, I'd already be watching it.
And yet he comes back. And he writes, test done. Let me know if you still want to do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would so start giving out just random fax numbers.
He didn't get the test. It takes longer than that to get test results for an HIV test.
But I want to see what they fax through. Like, just give me
yeah,
like,
well,
go to fucking Kinko's
something.
And or yeah,
he's
get
gonna,
like
he's
a
come over a house with a piece of paper. I don't have HIV. See?
I know got it.
He put his cock on a scanner and then just printed out the picture and put a happy face next to it. I'm good to go.
A plus. I took the test. There you go.
I are winner. I can see it now. A whole new land of lolcocks. That'd be great.
But here's where it starts to get bizarre.
Oh, here.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Order now.
Okay, when do you get the results back? I write, you know, when you get the results back, let me know. Quick question. Are you into bestiality dog at all? I.e. dogs.
Jesus. Oh,
the plot thickens.
Oh, no.
That's not the plot.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I scrolled up too far. There we go. Are you into dogs? Yeah, I am. He writes, I just can't wait to do this while I'm playing with myself right now thinking about it.
Once you mention
so
dogs.
I write back, what breed of dog is your favorite to whack off to? Big butch dogs like Rottweilers and Bull Mastiffs, or little fluffy dogs like Pomeranians and Shih Tzus. And I actually left it on my blog, but he answered back, I like the little ones. And then he writes, have...
Well, he
they don't bite so hard.
He is Catholic, after all.
He says, I have a quick question for you. You have another girlfriend? You would like to join us? I'm a real animal in the bed, hun.
A hun? Animal?
Bed, hun. Cute 80s music.
And here's where you know I'm lying, okay?
Wait, you really do want to have someone whack off to dogs with you?
No. Okay. No, but here's the big clue right here. When he asked if I'm, you know, want to fuck another chick, I write, gross. No way am I ever fucking another chick. Fuck that. I think we all know I have fucked women.
You've probably fucked more women than I have, and that's really kind of funny.
It's possible.
Oh, she's like, calculate, carry the two.
Yeah.
Stitz, you know math. Hurry, do the math.
Yeah. So anyway, he writes back, I was talking for me. I thought switching my cock from pussy to pussy would be fun. So all of a sudden, I don't know how, he's trying to switch this from him fucking Tony to him fucking me and another girl. I don't know how he thought he was going to get
that. Some MySpace Jedi mind trick right there.
Yeah.
This is not the cock you're looking for.
You forgot. Wait. Is that the hand wave or is that the hand wave?
Exactly. I think you've got to go out with it.
Out with the hand wave. This is not the cock you're looking for.
Somehow he thought he was going to get out of fucking... Well, that was never going to happen anyway, but, you know.
Well, I don't know. Tony seems pretty up to it right now.
I thought that was...
Oh, now you've ruined Christmas. Way to go, Meg.
Meg's the Grinch.
There is no Santa.
You thought it was real. I know. Tooth fairy's not
I love small dogs. I love small dogs.
But anyway, I actually had to eventually break this to him because I got bored with this guy.
Because he wasn't catching the hint.
Not at all.
And he wasn't that good at it either.
No. And anyway, so I write back, sorry, that's something you have to do with someone that's not me because I'm the only pussy allowed in the room. Listen, if you're not into fucking my boyfriend's ass or my boyfriend's dog's ass, you better just let me know now. And he says, all I want is yours anyway. So eventually I did. I broke it to him and said, dude,
womp, womp, womp.
I've been doing a social experiment on you to see how gay a guy would go in order to get some pussy. Apparently the answer is all the damned way. Thanks for participating in my experiment. I really can't believe you didn't bother to read my page, which is the only way I got away with any of this. Have fun striking out, Meg.
Not just gay. Nice. He was willing to go gay with dogs.
Yeah. Gay with dogs.
Bestiality gay.
Well, if you're gonna go halfway, you might as well. Hey, ass is asshole. Balls are balls.
Someone's licking my balls tonight. I don't care who or what. Yeah, but someone's licking my balls.
Here's the thing. This guy's gonna be walking around with a dead Pomeranian on his dick.
Somebody will walk up and say, "Oh, you know Meg."
See, now here's the interesting part. We've got Scrap here in the studio. Scraps is a little more conservative. Than
a little more?
So
she couldn't even say anal sex 2 weeks ago.
I could say anal sex.
She just can't say I want anal sex.
Oh, okay.
Usually there's a pillow in the way. Anyway, have you had guys just randomly approach you on MySpace and just want to jerk off on your tits?
Me?
No, the other large-breasted woman sitting next to me.
I did not just write this down either.
Anal sex is great.
I did not just write this shit down either.
That better be for like Murph.
I have no pin. I did this shit before the show. See,
anal sex is
great.
Yeah, no,
it's funny you brought
freaky.
That shit up.
I know.
So what?
Girl, I've heard it all too. Like, and I don't have. I mean, like, I've seen your page, and mm-hmm. I don't have. Half like that, like I'm clothed in.
I honestly think every chick on MySpace should start doing it because it's to put up. You know who's doing this? Half these guys are married or they have girlfriends. One guy, I told him I hope he got AIDS because he was trying to cheat on his girlfriend with
Tony?
Me.
Tony,
shut up, dude!
Oh.
Trying to hide the Pomeranian.
But I honestly think every chick should do it because it
no, I mean,
slows down.
Why are you fucking it up for the rest of us?
Because a lot of girls like the attention. A lot of girls are like, oh yeah, and that's how they want.
Oh,
that
then
shit,
don't
you know?
They? I guess.
But
hey, but then, you know, they're fine.
So some of those guys out there are thinking, you know, well, this girl might, you know,
like you.
Like, no.
Well, it's like, you don't talk to a prostitute like that. You don't talk to a porn star.
I know,
like
you just
that.
Say, how much, bitch? Well, 20s, 40s, 60s.
Meg even pretty much hangs up warning signs on her site. Look, if you're going to talk to me like this,
don't bother.
But
that makes them
want to
do it even more.
And they're like, oh, she must really like it.
But then, you know, I get a lot of guys. I mean, I actually want to do a gallery of the nice guys, because there are plenty of guys that, you know, who send me perfectly nice emails, who I turn down, who are perfectly polite. And, you know, there are guys like that. There's plenty of guys like that.
They still want to fuck you, honey. They're just being nice about it.
Well, of course. I mean, I want to fuck too. I'm not frigid. I just
you heard it here, boys. She wants to fuck too.
Well, I do. I just don't want to be like walking around the street and having some guy hump on me.
Right. You know? That's basically what it
or
is.
A Pomeranian.
Well,
like,
fuck. Now what am I going to get her for Christmas?
Stick my dick in your ass, like Pomeranian. I don't know you. What, you know?
They would never say that shit to my face.
Right.
They would never say that shit to my face.
Okay. I got to give Scrappy's gift because it's too funny, man. We're on the subject. I can't ruin this fucking book.
All right, why don't we go ahead and give Scrappy's gift?
Is no. it lube?
You got to read no. the card first.
You got to read the card?
God. Out loud?
Yes.
It's heavy.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
It's, like, really heavy.
Is it shaped like a fist?
No, hold this. It's heavy, huh? It's, like, in a shirt box.
What the
It's heavy, huh? It's
like, I broke the box.
Oh, God.
Yes. Stitz is going to take photos for
you
us.
You
got to
read the card
Stitz.
First.
Okay. What luck that Stitz is here with the camera.
And this is not why I invited you. I just wanted you to come and hang.
I'm scared.
Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, how's everything since the accident? Because weren't you in a car accident last time you were here?
Santa Claus?
Oh, wait.
It's a Santa Claus.
Wait. I want to talk about that when we get a chance a little bit, because that's fucking funny.
Okay, cool.
Oh my! You want me to read all this?
Yes.
Christ, it's a goddamn novel.
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
he is a writer.
Yes. Which, by the way, you can purchase Decav's novel on our website.
Absolutely shameless.
Scrappy, one of the best moments that happened to me was, goddamn, I cannot read your handwriting, was meeting you this year. I'm glad you joined the Spank cast, and it's God's gift to me be able to. You're so illiterate. Are you serious? Your titties. I mean, you every week I pissed you.
What?
Pissed you.
Here, let me read it. God damn it.
Yeah, you can't even read his handwriting. Christ.
She doesn't speak.
It's like chicken scratch.
Ebonic.
One of the best moments that happened to me was meeting you this year. I'm glad you joined the Spank cast, and it's God's gift to me to be able to see your titties. I mean, your face every week. I'm pissed you haven't showed us your tits. But judging by your shitty sex life, your inability to give head, and that you do and you do have your mother's face before her surgery.
Oh!
I see why you are having problems with sex. But Big Daddy, out of the kindness of his big heart, is giving you a gift to solve your frigidness.
What are you hitting me for?
I fucking hate you.
I'm getting out of the way.
Do I really have to open this shit?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You gotta open it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, everybody's interested.
I know. I'm like scared that something's I'm scared.
Will it bite her?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah. That's cool. Fuck that shit. That's cool. Well, this is cool.
So we've got leather.
Wait. What did you get there, Scrappy?
They got me some handcuffs.
Not handcuffs.
Love cuffs.
Same whatever.
What type of love cuffs?
Wait, I
want
to read this.
Can you?
No, because there's sticker over it.
Security tag.
Oh, that's not sticker,
oh,
honey.
Oh, no, it's just directions. Never mind. It looks like something.
That's
directions.
That's old man's jizz on
like
those.
Like, you need directions.
Hey, well, actually, he doesn't. He's black.
And what's the other thing?
Porn.
Woo!
Some good old-fashioned fuck rags. Nice.
It says, wet in the morning, wet in the evening, and wet at night. Sex and more sex. Come home for me.
See, note the time.
Oh,
I got to isolate that.
Well, not so only that, but that's the first time she's actually
it's probably held a pornographic magazine or life.
1-800-DARK-TWAT. I'm dark, sexy, and ready. Give it to me now. Most major credit cards accepted. Adults only.
The guys who are emailing me, please just leave me alone and call that
phone. I know. Here's the number.
1-800.
There's a 1-800-669-SLUT. This slut will take it anytime, any place. Most major credit cards accepted.
There you go, guys. There you go.
Holy
so
shit.
Leave Meg alone and call the dark
no,
spot.
Keep doing this because this is funny.
Just if you want to talk about art, email me. Well, there's no end of morons.
No, there's
hold
never
up,
going
hold up,
to be.
Hold them up. Matt's going to take some photos for us. Here, hold up your love cuffs there.
Can I put them on you?
If you put them on me, it better be just you, me, and...
the cuffs.
Exactly. See, my question is, we already know if she'd put those on Wes, he'd just tear right out of him. The guy's an animal. He'd be gone.
Or he'd have flashbacks.
She would be putting that around his wrist.
Flashbacks.
You can't open it?
It's
stapled.
Plastic. By the way,
it won't open. It's nothing new.
Oh!
Yeah, those things are
just a tip, by the way, with Christmas morning coming up, just a tip for all of you guys. I found the greatest tool for opening up plastic blister packs.
Shotgun.
Did you actually?
Your cock?
It's thin, needly.
There we go.
No, plastic.
Actually, you know, funnily enough,
it comes with two keys.
In case you lose one,
because there's no safety.
Have you never read Gerald's Game? Trust me, you always need a second set. Yeah.
Hold them up, use a can opener.
I used a can opener the other day to
a can opener.
That's
on those like hermetically sealed blister packs.
Yeah.
That's cool, Decaf. Thank you.
You know, I've been looking for my niece is turning 18 on Christmas, and I've really been looking for a good gift for her. Thanks for the ideas.
Oh, for the idea.
Some love cuffs for her 18th birthday.
That's nice.
That's cool.
And then just give her a decaf as well. I mean,
you wrap me up.
What little white girl doesn't need a large black man for the holidays? Holy shit.
I want to see everybody else's gift now.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We got to space it out a little bit.
Thank you. That's cool.
All right, Meg. Wow. What other stories do you have? Oh, yeah. By the way, back to Meg, our guest in the studio, and Tony, who's joining her.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Pulling off the bowler hat.
My other favorite is...
Is Meg a screamer?
Hey, wait a minute. This is a unique opportunity.
He grabbed the microphone off the...
We've never had anyone here in studio who's actually fucked Meg before.
Yeah, I know.
We've heard stories. We've had name drops.
We have people.
All of us have fantasized about it, but no one who's ever actually done it.
Wait. November.
Yeah, the calendar.
The calendar.
So is she a screamer?
Is she a screamer?
Well, it depends on how angry you get her.
Screamer or moaner? Both? In between?
I'd have to say a little more moaning than screaming.
But that might change
if she lived somewhere other than an apartment.
Ah, okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the neighbors.
All right, my question, Tony, how many black eyes have you gotten? Because something tells me she's going to be rough as hell.
Wow, for a moment, I thought
you were right. Not to
how
her.
How many black guys? I really don't want to relive prison right now.
He actually did say black guys. It's just another Freudian slip from our man Trench.
Note that's 47 minutes. Oh.
Catholic.
I'm a sub. No.
You're a sub?
Yeah, I'm a sub.
So in the middle gift.
I know. Everyone thinks I'm a dom. I know.
It's because you don't pay attention, Trench.
I don't.
In regular life, I'm very outgoing. And yeah, no.
You're right. Now I think about the photos I've seen. You're always in the sub.
Mm-hmm.
In the sub. So that means if someone's middle getting fucked, you come in and take over for that.
Time out.
I can't take it.
Coffee break. Meg. No more.
Meg, come here. Save me.
Oh. Stunt snatch.
Is his name Tony?
Yeah, but no. I'm really into Tony Bukkake.
Ooh. With a cup of sake.
There's a stage name.
Tony Bukkake.
I'm Tony Bukkake. Hey, could you laugh like that again for me? Thanks. That's great.
Nice.
Hey, wait until you see Meg's Christmas gift. I'm getting her a trampoline.
Yeah!
Damn.
That's a neighborhood Christmas gift.
My mom would never let me have one.
He's like, why is all the little boys on the walls?
If you get her a trampoline, we also need the Baywatch patented slow motion camera to go with them.
It's like, Mom, can I get binoculars for Christmas?
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Now, Meg, while you're looking that up, we do want to remind everyone, you do have your own site, not just MySpace, that they can get pictures of you and your artwork.
There's no pictures right now, but there's artwork.
You've started a new series.
Well, yeah, I have a new comic, a little bit different style. It's at Pulptoon, PulpToon.com.
Is that a spinoff of Cantoons?
Yeah,
or?
Yahoo shut us down, so we had to move.
Do you sell your work?
I sell my work? Yes. Yeah.
Is it high price or is it a decent price? I mean, can a black man buy it, or is it only white people only?
Well, on the first of the month, definitely.
Do you accept food stamps is what he wants to know.
Or is it easy to
wake up, it's the first of the month.
I used to be a stripper. I know what the first of the month means.
Nice.
Business. So,
yeah, exactly. It's same in porn comics too.
So they can go to pulptoon.com
and
they can get your work
there.
Get,
my new comic right now is Tasty Tales. It's told in the form of like old pulp covers. The whole thing looks like old pulp fiction covers. And it's, of course, the kind of classic jungle tale, you know.
Jungle
hot
baby.
Hot and topless, you know, women of color.
Big black niggas with big dragon cocks. Yes.
No men.
Oh.
It's all girl on girl.
That's Are you good. Disappointed that there's no men?
I'm not in
it. I guess.
Just me. But.
It's a tribe of black, well, not necessarily black women, women of color, I like to say.
Women of color.
You never know exactly what part of the world they're from.
I think Decaf wants to be a model.
Yes.
Maybe the next one. I've only ever had one man in the comic. And
speaking
he was about
of modeling, where could someone buy naked pictures of you, Meg?
Oh, actually, you could buy naked pictures of me at Mookie's Kitchen. .com M-O-K-I-S kitchen
Mookie.
.com Mookie. Mookie's Kitchen.
You know that's a black nickname in the hood.
Is it?
Yeah.
it's a Polynesian name.
Is it really? Well, a lot of guys like to go by Mookie in the hood. I don't know.
Well, don't worry. We'll put both those links
maybe
up on the
podcast. Maybe that's why. Maybe they're cannibals. Maybe they're cannibals.
Well, it goes with the island theme. Why not? Polynesian. Yes.
Well, that was the idea for the... Well, it's not my site. Mr. Mookie. But,
she keeps looking at me with these cuffs. That's the really great part. That's awesome.
That's called a blessing.
Cool.
I think I'm getting some in the parking lot. That's outstanding. Whoops, that was out loud. Did I say that?
When I bought them, I laughed the whole fucking time in line.
What we need to do right now, we do need to go to a really quick break. You could say it. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And that's just creepy. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah.
Santa, please. The vato with a bony knees. He's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet. And he's going to. No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy? Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played
not
with that dude, too, man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man?
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button top. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude. Like
slaves.
Oh.
And they always feel like they have to explain themselves. You know, like, yeah, I know, you know, my ancestors are slaves. But I'm really into this fetish thing. You're like, it's cool, whatever, man.
I gotta make a reason or an excuse. All right,
yeah,
folks. Spank Wagon Radio.
I don't care.
You are back in the studio with us, Meg. And Meg, Mr. Mookie's on the line for you.
Hi, Mr. Mookie. Am I here? Wait, I can't hear him.
Try again, Mr. Mookie.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
Good. I could just barely hear him.
Just barely.
Try your earphones, because I think your earphones are down.
Yeah. Are you white?
Oh, Jesus.
You don't sound
what the
white.
Kind of question is that?
That's a racist question.
Yeah, anyone who says it like that is white. That's a racist question.
Sorry.
Don't mind our black man in the studio. Dude, get to the mopping.
Now this is some nasty shit right there.
All right. How's it going, Mr. Mookie?
What are you showing me? Which
one? Going all right. How's it going with you guys?
Not bad.
Good.
You guys have a foul-mouthed radio station.
We certainly do.
I approve.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Mookie, you have a site.
That's correct.
And,
wait a minute. Captain Obvious is streaming through the studio.
I paused for a second if people answer. Mr. Mookie, why don't you tell everyone the site real quick?
All right. First of all, I think, and I may have misheard, I think that Meg misspelled the URL.
Oh.
Did I?
I knew someone was going to get yelled at.
I am the worst speller.
It is M-U-K-I-S.
What did I say?
Kitchen. I think you said M-O.
Oh.
But you know,
I should know better than that.
Out because I was in the middle of doing something at the keyboard, so.
But we want to get it right because it's an awesome site.
You weren't the one right on our web. you're the one not right at our MySpace page, is it?
I have it on my MySpace page.
No, I mean, she's not.
You do have it right on your MySpace. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Mookie, now, I've been to your site before. I can't lie. And It is a great site.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you tell everyone what brought this about?
That would take a very long
time.
That's a
long
question.
Probably
beyond your show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there a Reader's Digest version?
Basically, I was interested in this, and I was already a photographer, and I figured, you know, who better to actually do a site like this than me? I know that doesn't sound very modest, but I was all set up to do it.
Yes.
And had a studio, had already been photographing nudes, so I was comfortable with the idea. I was comfortable with special effects. So I decided, let's give this a try and see if anybody bites.
And how many people bite per month?
I won't discuss sales figures, but I will say that my daily visitors is usually up around 2,500 or so.
Nice.
Wow. Damn. Holy cow.
We haven't got 2,500 people to listen to the show the whole year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
whole lifetime of the show. 7 years and going, I'm at 3.
Now, of those people that visit the show, how popular would you say Miss Meg is?
I think she's very popular because most of the models who pose for Mookie's Kitchen are professional models. A lot of them are like bondage models, stuff like that. Some are porn models. But most of them specialize in fetish and bondage.
Now, you meet
Meg
all the...
Meg is completely unique because she contacted us because she was actually interested in this particular fetish. And that makes her very unique. And then she came out publicly on some of the boards, like Cantoon's board and a couple of the others. And so people got to know her. And it's kind of neat when, you know, there's a woman who's vocal about being into the fetish, participating in the discussion.
Hey, Mookie.
And that makes her very popular at Mookie's Kitchen.
Hey, Mookie. Now, do you meet most of the girls that come up there? Do some of them have attitudes or don't want to do certain things? Or
no, I don't seem to have any problem with that. But then again, I really won't work with those kinds of people anyway. Most of the models I work with are extremely professional. And I like
say the girls I worked with in Mookie's Kitchen, every one of them I worked with is just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I just did a shoot with Meg, with Jewel. Uh-huh. And I know you adore Jewel.
Yeah, I love Jewel. I've posed with her, three times?
I think so.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She's probably been at Mookie's Kitchen more than any other single model. She's played chef, but she's also played the entree. And we just photographed her. As the entree.
Scruffy's eyes went up.
Coming up in a couple weeks, that portfolio should be up.
And Jewel has her own site, too, and all that. Jewel's pretty popular on the web.
Yeah.
So
you guys are all giggling there.
You're looking at porno magazines.
We're looking at porn magazines. And Scrappy's talking about the size of those girls' dipples.
Scrappy's fascinated with porn here in the studio. She just doesn't seem to understand what we have happening in the studio.
We're introducing her to a whole bunch of new stuff.
we're all used to it.
Right now?
She's all giggly about
it. Yeah, she's looking at it right now.
This girl's got nipples like the size of like a cake plate.
I never heard that one before. That's
some random porno magazine she got for Christmas.
It's like...
Cake plate.
I've never heard that one before. She made a little cannibal reference without even knowing it.
There
see
you
how
go.
It goes.
It's addictive.
Yeah,
the funny part is, funny. As I was going through the sample gallery and stuff, Scrappy was kind of torn as what to be looking at. Is she looking at the sample gallery or should she look
really
at the magazine?
Pretty, I'm looking at that. That's unique. I mean, this
I think Mookie is the only place I pose for. And it's one, it's such a fun experience. He's so fun to work with. And two, he takes great photographs. They're really beautiful. So
they are. There's some really good-looking art
Mookie's
here.
Mookie's the man. I'm buying a T-shirt tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's all very graphically sexual as well. It's not, you know, he doesn't really, a lot of people compromise the sexuality for the artsiness, and I don't think he does that. You get both.
Cool. Very cool.
I am digging the girl on a spit.
All right, Mookie. Well, thank you very much for calling in and correcting Meg on the spelling.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't call in correct Meg.
Cool.
I called in to ask, Meg, when do we get to roast you next?
Well, that's what I always say at any time. I've actually lost about 15 pounds since the last photo shoot.
And I'm hungry.
You still have the curves.
Oh, of course I have the curves. The boobs don't go anywhere.
Oh, yes, she has the curves.
You know, cannibals, they like their girls with a little bit of meat on them.
I know.
Oh, she got enough meat, baby.
Yeah, there's no acting. Cannibals.
No, I'm not getting past a size 6, so I wouldn't worry about that.
God damn.
That's plenty of meat.
Mrs. Mookie and I would look forward to seeing you again.
Well, I look forward to seeing both of you.
Yeah, and you have a happy holiday.
You too.
You know, a nice season. Relax a little bit.
Yeah, I get to go home to Florida to see the family, so that's probably out. No relaxing there.
No relaxing at family. All right, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
No problem.
Bye, Mr. Mookie.
Bye-bye, Meg.
So we will put a correctly spelled link on the front page.
I already
there,
got
so
it written down.
M-U-K-I-S.
M-U-K-I-S. Kitchen. Awesome.
And I noticed DKV went, ooh, you know. He even had to fit that one in there. All right. Dude, so where
I am
we
loving
at?
The like the meat thermometers in the ass.
That's
and all
why
that
I
stuff.
Love that.
That is outstanding.
Meat thermometers in the ass. I'm missing
yes.
this over here.
You are missing it, dude.
I'll check it out later.
That's fine.
Fantastic.
Is that on?
You've got one like that.
I've got one like that. Yeah, yeah. I've got a whole portfolio. Actually, I've got them with me.
Tony,
she's got a meat thermometer just sitting in her living room. No, folks.
I've got two.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
The thing is, though, someone walks by, they don't immediately think,
no.
"Huh, porno stuff out." No, they're like, "This needs to go in the kitchen."
Yeah, yeah. That happens a lot in my bedroom. They're like, "Why is there a meat fork?"
You know, what the fuck is up with all this Crisco?
Oh my goodness. I prefer the extra virgin olive oil.
Who needs this much honey? Okay, guys.
Wait. Extra virgin, making up for something?
No, of course, yeah.
Everyone needs an extra virgin.
There you go.
Well, I like to say I'm a virgin every time I have sex. So.
Damn.
What, we have to get you drunk and convince you?
No. Oh, no, I didn't need to get drunk and convinced the first time either. So.
All right, grab a fork.
About time, let's go.
Dig in, bitches.
About time.
Dig in.
Holy shit.
Those are like, that's like the best words a guy could ever hear. You know, I want in your pants. Fucking about time, let's go, yeah. You know?
Oh, my God. All right, guys, so again, one more time, that's mookieskitchen.com, and don't forget, you can check out all of Meg's artwork at pulptoon.com. Yes. All right, so we have to bid farewell to Meg and Tony for now. We got some stuff we got to take care of. But, guys, we love you. Come back anytime, please, if you have anything.
Doors
you
always
do.
Open to everyone, so.
Seriously, if you want, just, you know
how to my house.
We can just do a show.
Just don't be here in the morning at 8 a.m., and I do have to lock the gate. The barbed wire will hurt.
We'll just bring Tony on for a show, and he can tell you what it's like to fuck me.
Damn.
That's a special event right there. We'll have to promote that.
That's the next live show.
I'm working on a book.
Can we get a slideshow?
All right.
I'm gonna bring a projector.
Dude, I want a PowerPoint of this, you know?
This is the point of entry right here. That is the vagina lips moving.
This is my smile. This is her smile. This is her face smiling.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we do need to take a break. I've got to get more batteries for my laser pointer. All right, Trench, why don't you go ahead and fire up some music real quick.
All right, oh, God. The only Christmas carol I've left is a bunch of retards singing.
Outstanding.
Woo!
Aptly appropriate for what's coming up
Oddly
next.
Oddly enough. All right, we'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Sounds in a wheelchair.
Please ring your bell.
It's Christmas Eve and the sky is gray. Santa's in the woo with the radios play. Steps up the chimney, slippers on snow. Head first, down he goes. He lands on my fireplace, it's in the air. Wakes up to his worst nightmare. Had to stand up, but for his surprise. Can't get up, this is for our lives. Santa's in the wheelchair. Santa's on a wheelchair, rolling through the night air. Santa's on a wheelchair. Sunday with a mess of toys, he fought in the middle of the noise. Morning one woke up, unaware. It was a kid for Whitney High. She rolled in his time right there, and knew that he was gonna be a chair. Santa can a move, never listen time. Santa in a wheelchair. Louis was sorry for Santa. No, no. He beat the Santa. No, no. He was still out Santa. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Santa's in a wheelchair. When you hide CD, Santa's in a wheelchair. Santa's in a wheelchair. Rolling through my hair. Santa's in a wheelchair. Santa's in a wheelchair. Santa's in a wheelchair. Rolling through my hair. Santa's in a wheelchair.
Where's my new stereo? Where's my new stereo and my
playstation? Oh my god. Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. Now, something I want to point out, when Mr. Mookie called, I didn't announce the number, so he is cool enough to go to the website, which is spankwagon.net, found the contact us link, you know, the whole thing with like phone numbers and addresses and stuff. They're on it, so we do appreciate that. And that means other people need to, because we're going to get some Meg pictures up there, I think.
Oh, yeah. Matt's here in the studio, and he was nice enough to take a bunch of photos for us, so we'll get those up.
Like he did last year with the Chicano tree.
Yep.
Again, it all wraps up, you know, in the Chicano tree, and Matt was here last time with the photos.
Your pictures aren't done tonight. You got more pictures. We'll do that again.
Kick-ass camera, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's,
this camera's nice.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm going to call up my cousins. I think I'll jack you in the parking lot. I'm sorry, man. Hey, at least I'm being nice and let you know my cousin's going to jack you in the parking lot.
Got to do what you got to do, you know, right? I understand.
I'll get the pictures off. You know, if I don't sell it for a good price, I'll give it back to you, man. All right. I'll be nice about it. I'm generous, man.
So, Decap, I see a large scroll with some parchment over there. Nice little calligraphy writing on
parchment.
It.
Parchment. Yes.
Bitch, that's it's 20 cent copy of paper you stole from work.
And it's the printer ink for work, too. And I did it on work time.
Nice. Hey, wait. I'll tell you what. If you ever want to totally like own your work environment, just remember every time you take a dump at work, they're paying you to poop.
I know.
Remember that.
If you're on salary, you're getting paid to fuck your wife at night.
There you go.
Or fuck somebody else's wife at night. You take your pick.
Or jack off to Meg.
As you know, it's a tradition at Spank Wagon. I've only been here for 1 year since last Christmas when I did this last one, so it's a tradition now.
Yes.
I'll do it in 2 years. So
2 years in a row.
It's a tradition
nice.
Now. See how that shit works?
You're fired.
I forgot what it was last year, what song it was.
Well, I don't have backing tracks for you because I wasn't given any chance to prepare.
But anyway, I do have a song, a treat for all you guys. It's called Ghetto Wonderland by Big Daddy Decap. I even wrote that on the paper.
Ooh.
Sign of a true author.
I'm going to see how this song goes. I'm going to try to
give me credit.
I'm going to try to sing it like this song is saying. Gunshots ring out. Are you dodging? Crack gets slang and it's glistening. A terrible sight. We're slinging tonight. Walking in the ghetto wonderland. Gone away is the police. Here to stay is the FBI. He swings a baton as we run along, walking in the ghetto wonderland. I love this one. In the projects, we can kill a white man.
Hey, wait a minute.
This best line right here.
Here, I got your backtrack.
Nah, that's gonna throw me off. I can't deal with that one. It's tight though. In the projects, we could kill a white man, then pretend it's Ron Paul.
Oh, wow! He made Chris's year.
He'll say, "I hate black men." We'll say, "Cool, man." Put a bullet in the back of his head and leave his ass on the ground. Later on, we'll perspire, lay our crack pipes on the fire. Gangsters aren't afraid, the plans to drive by shoot we've made. Walking in the ghetto wonderland. On the street corners, we can pimp our hoes and pretend that she's Cinderella. Their tricks to John's, we'll have lots of fun, man. Until the pimps beat the lazy asses down. When gunshots are fired, ain't it thrilling? Ah, see, I'll doubt a suckle. Caps get peeled and I'm chilling. Well, punk niggas ain't get paid the gangsta way. Walking in the ghetto wonderland. I tried to sing it away. I don't know how that song goes.
You sing like an amputee. Can't hold a note. Can't carry a tune.
But was it a?
Oh, it was. Song? It was outstanding. We got to put together a Christmas album now.
That's why I was laughing. You mentioned Ron Paul, right? I was fucking rolling. And then you guys were talking about Frigid, right? I was fucking rolling. I was like, everything I wrote tonight is I have it.
That's funny.
It was that was funny.
Wow. Your iambic pentameter is creative. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It was. I got off at 5 and wrote it. I started at 4:50 and finished at like 5:05. I looked at the real song and just changed words and said,
The amount of effort you put into it absolutely shows in the
quality. Oh, come on now.
Oh. You do better with Winter Wonderland. Yeah, exactly. It's not that easy.
I'll give it 15 minutes, not just 10.
So, what do you want to do? You want to go to the gifts?
I think Murph wants to go to the gifts.
He's got presents to hand out.
Okay. So you want well, to
Scrappy
guess,
wants
you want
her
to
shit. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I guess
well, I didn't know
let's start with yours.
Like,
let's start with
getting into
right.
the gift
I'll tell you what. I didn't either, like, but I totally.
Well, you're a cheap-ass motherfucker, and we're used to it.
Thank you.
We'll do Trenchers next.
Oh, Trenchers.
I got porno mags, too, I think.
You got to read your car, man.
Oh, I got to read my car.
Yeah, if you can't read it, just pass it to me, and I'll read it.
don't give it to me, because I was like.
I think he speaks large black man. I think it'll be all right.
Something's going to fall out first, so you got to catch it.
Okay. Fuck. Oh, look at that. I got food coupons. I got food.
Now you got to read your car.
Okay. Trencha! Congratulations on another successful show of Spagwagon and the buying of your new house.
Hold on just a second. From now on, when there's anything from Decaf that has to be read, you're doing it in that voice.
I would also like to congratulate...
Look, Matt's not sure if he should laugh or not. That's the best part.
I'd like to congratulate you on losing your weight, but don't be too smooth or sexier than the Big Daddy, you cheap double chin hearted motherfucker. Now that I'm in second chair, I'm going for first, you sister fucking Iowa deuce.
Douche, that's rather wrong.
Douche is spelled differently. Deuce bag, I can't have you sexier than the Big Daddy. So I took steps out of the kindness of my heart to prevent that. Fuck you, the daddy.
I like the card because it says white devil on it. I actually went for Halloween as the white devil. Completely white with horns.
Nice. Yes. So I got chilies.
Yeah, open your box.
Oh, fuck. Got box. Okay.
Is it heavy?
Scrappy, could you open your box?
She looked at you and said, well, she does got the handcuffs. All right, I'm opening my box.
You're losing your handcuff privileges.
Oh.
What is it?
Is it fatty porn?
Yeah, no, it's not fatty porn. But the fact you took this out of the box it came in.
What is it?
Half dozen donuts.
Oh,
it's a
my.
Half dozen donuts.
I got a half dozen Krispy Kremes. Now,
that's.
Oh, that's.
You unpacked Krispy Kremes from their box they came in.
No, I said those are fresh from the thing. They gave me in the box, and I took out the box and put it in the.
And they watched you gift wrap fucking donuts, dude. Thank you very much.
Holy shit.
That's clever, dude.
Now I'm nervous.
I can't have you sexier than the Big Daddy, man. I can't have you sexier than me, man.
Anyone want a donut?
No, thank you. I'm good. I'm all sugared up over here.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, wow.
Have a donut, sir.
Is there a card?
Is there a person in that?
I got to be fair. Cheers.
Don't look at the bag,
though. Okay. Cheers.
Get the card.
Cheers.
Okay, I feel a card.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I can do justice. God,
I hate Krispy Kreme.
Go ahead, try it.
Is it really Krispy Kreme? Mm-hmm. I thought they didn't have Krispy Kreme.
No, they're Krispy Kreme.
No, just a piece. I've never had Krispy Kreme before.
Eat it. They're good donuts.
I wouldn't be eating it if you weren't eating one.
On the front of my card, it says Land Taken Cracker.
Damn, this isn't bad.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. Murphy, God blessed you with the...
I thought we were going to have
No, no, I'm going to read this one. God blessed you with the pregnancy of your wife. I had a wonderful new child for you to bring into this world. You make me laugh even at MC Chris concerts with scary white people. I appreciate you stepping down on the show to do producer duties, but you still never shut the fuck up. You drunken Irish sheet-wearing cracker. But Big Daddy ain't, out of the kindness of his heart, has found a special gift for you to solve your problems of gabbing uncontrollably.
Oh, no.
My favorite white devil, love decaf.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. If this, has a gonna... zipper on the mouth, I'm in for it.
Got to open the box. You got it.
Look at this. Of course. Peanuts.
Peanuts.
keep them chomping.
Keep them chomping.
A pacifier. And a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Sour gummies for you.
All keep them chewing.
I'm going to start flinging these. Everyone's wearing glasses. Look the fuck out.
And the last.
And the last.
And the best.
Oh. What?
Complete in a 7-Eleven plastic bag, mind you.
Oh, no.
Wow. Nice.
The Sam Adams Brewmaster mix pack.
All eating and drinking to keep your mouth moving in the pacifier all times.
Nice.
The Sam Adams Black Lager, the Honey Porter, and the Brown Ale, my favorites. Thank you.
Very nice. Oh,
holy
Very
crap.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
Bitches.
And here
yes,
I didn't get shit for you because I'm a cheap motherfucker.
You want me to open that for you?
No, that's okay.
And I love that about you.
Now, as like last year, I did bring presents again, and I thought long and hard because last year I gave everyone toys in hopes that you would take them out and we could all play with them.
Where did they end up in my room?
That's right. Still in its box, mind you.
Hey, mind you, I built my Lego and I lost my Raven.
Yeah, way to go.
See, that's what happens when you take them out of the box. Just add it to my room collection.
So this year I got something that hopefully you'll be smart enough to share with everyone. Maybe not right now.
Uh-oh. So he bought more shit. All right. So while Murphy's unpacking, we'll say it again. Spankwagon Radio. You find us online, spankwagon.net. But those of you who are listening already know that.
Yes. Okay, so first I have to give this to Scrappy. Now, Scrappy, this was hard to locate simply because I didn't know what you wanted. And I had to call Decaf. And Decaf had to call another large black man to find out what you wanted.
Who'd you call?
Krillin.
And the topic
Did
of...
you really? Yeah.
No, I'm fucking just saying it because I got that other brand of fucking
only because he gives everybody his number 13 times in MySpace. Hey, yo, here's my digits.
This is Krillin, man. This is Krillin. What's up, dog? You call me now? You call me.
See, now, I couldn't find, what did Krillin say? A whole lot of black schlong. I couldn't find that.
What? We got it right here.
Wait, but just.
I know. He said he likes to drink jizz, honey.
Well, I'm
tell sorry.
You what he said.
No, not really.
Well, he'll give you what he said. She's scared. You have every right
it's
to be
It's in a
scared.
Large brown wooden box. She should
I
be really scared.
You know, that's
scared.
The interesting thing is that's kind of a unique.
Also, I couldn't find a gift bag that this thing had fit in.
Oh, are you
much
your
like my cock. I think Scrappy's got a box I can fit it in, but that's it. So, Scrappy.
Nice.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
You
there
get
you
a
are,
treasure
sweetie.
Chest.
Oh, that's cool. Hell yeah.
What is it?
Oh,
damn. Look at that. Wait a minute.
I can't even get it out.
Is that allowed?
That's what that's
No, not that for another couple of months.
Honey, we don't give it up off of you. It's hard to get out.
There we go.
You know.
Oh,
we,
shit.
Damn.
It's a
nice.
That's pretty.
Big bottle of.
That's pretty.
I don't want to open it.
You call alcohol pretty?
It's a big bottle of pirate rum, and it's in that.
That's cool.
There
that's
you are.
Really cool.
Well, that's very cool. Don't get pulled over.
It's closed.
But you're under 21.
But it's closed.
But you're under
21. You're still under 21.
Well,
so.
It's my mom's car.
There you go.
Okay, better, yes.
Just, you know,
really,
don't drink it for a couple of months.
Look cool.
Oh, shit. So, my mom must have left it in here when she was going to get drunk. Yeah.
Christmas
shop. Drive.
There you go.
40%?
Yeah. It's rum, sweetie. That's
it's rum,
the way
you know?
It is.
It's
good
stuff.
It's made out of cane sugar.
That's cool. Krill, what did Krill say?
What you whip people at farming
Coronas.
In Hawaii.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he
yeah,
said
rum and
the one time that she actually went out with me when I begged long enough.
Please, baby. Please, baby, baby.
She drank some Corona and rum, and then when I tried to fill in her, she left. That's what he said, though. But.
Wow.
Nah, he just
did you really call him, though?
Yeah.
You know, he wants this for him. He thinks I'll open it and, like, let him.
Well, that's his loss.
Exactly. This shit's not getting open. This shit's going up in my
now,
room.
Now, hold on. Let's talk about that for a second, because you've got the big bottle of rum, and
I did the same thing.
You do have those handcuffs. I was thinking maybe later you and I could go find a nice quiet place somewhere, maybe. What do you think, Scrappy? You want to see my stocking?
Her candy cane.
Ooh. She's playing.
His gumdrop. Let's be serious.
Oh, come on, baby. Let me check out that chimney. I'll break out my Yule log. It'll be great. And next thing you know, you'll be covered in eggnog.
Wow.
Is that a yes?
I'd have to drink this whole thing.
But that's not a no.
There you go.
Not a no. I got a glass.
Who needs a glass? Chug, baby, chug. Okay. All right.
Can we drink it off of her?
Nice.
Body shots.
Outstanding. Ooh, so there you are, Scrappy.
That is awesome. Thank you. Wow.
Now.
You better not have bought me alcohol.
For my man, Decaf.
Quiet anticipation.
Decaf, now, we all know what your favorite alcohol is in the world, other than underage white women. Because that will make a brother drunk.
Wait, he drinks rubbing alcohol?
Exactly. We all know the man likes Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Now, I know for a fact that Decaf's New Year's resolution is to be a little more... upscale. A little more upscale. I think he's gonna start cougar hunting. I know that's
nice.
That's what I want. So hopefully this will assist you in your
cougar hunting. That's awesome.
What is it? An AARP card?
This will help you attain that little bit of class.
Oh, cougar hunting, a little high class. Okay. I can't wait to see what this is.
Oh god. I'm afraid it's gonna add to the other bottle that I did a drink that you gave me in the room.
I know, because it's too pretty.
Oh shit. Gentleman nice. Jack for everybody that, I guess I'm a gentleman half the time.
Very nice.
Oh, wow.
Shit. The perfect gentleman. Damn, they got the drinks for the perfect gentleman, too. Southern gentleman. God damn it, I get wear chains when I drink it?
Yes. With your not elf mohawk.
Oh, shit. Now get with my alcohol, bitch.
No, I wanted to read the back.
I can't see what you're doing.
Oh, I'm mad now.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Why?
Never mind.
Nothing.
I didn't hear about it.
No.
You didn't have to.
You won't.
I heard about it. Yeah, well, sorry, yeah. Dude.
I am holding it in my hand, and it is not open, and it is in a box that's closed with two glasses on the side.
Now you have glasses for her rum and his date.
Nice. Oh, this is See, I'm a gentleman now. See, I'm upgraded. I'm just not that ball fucker that's at the clubs looking at all the underage women and shit.
Now no, we call you're the bald black dude looking at the underage girl here.
Now I'll call you Mr. Toby.
Mr. Toby Dad, yes or so.
Now, I just figured it would be appropriate.
Yes, it will be.
And then came Trench.
Oh, fuck.
Trench is difficult to shop for because anything he wants, he buys himself.
Just buy him some toilet
you,
tissue.
Thank you. My wife can't even learn that. My wife cannot learn that. She's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, nothing, because I have everything I already need.
You're my dad. My
a
dad
Mopar gift certificate.
You know what?
If there was such a thing.
Yeah. So...
We did get him some coal so he can stick in his ass.
Exactly. So for Scrappy...
All right, guys, I'm shitting diamonds. We're rich. Woo!
Scrappy got something that allows her to move forward and become a woman.
Or a lush.
And the handcuffs, huh?
And handcuffs.
Sorry. Decaf got something to help him realize his full potential as a gentleman. And Trench, you being the gentleman that you are...
Yeah, bitches. It's that time. Okay, maybe it's not that time.
Decaf, or Trench, I wanted you to have something that could help you find your roots.
Oh, he's got a scared look on his face.
You got him a whip?
Ooh, wait. Okay, forget Murph. Me and
the shackle.
Trench will get together later with that whip. And
here you go, dude. Something to help you find your roots.
Is it heavy?
Oh, yeah.
He bought moonshine.
Are you serious?
Wait. Read the other label, the other side that your hand's covering.
Shine on Georgia Moonshine Corn Whiskey, less than 30 days old. 40% alcohol, 80 proof, bottled by Johnson Distilling.
Corn whiskey.
What the fuck?
Now
ethanol. You just gave the man ethanol. That's all you did.
I now can fill up my gas tank. Because I don't drink, you dumb son of a bitch.
I know, but I figure you could get the little medicine dropper out, and you could put a drop in a Coke, and you could get totally wasted. It'd be great. Now,
should have bought you some Visine too, so you could have that little dropper.
and then die. Oh, thank you very much, I think.
I do drink it. I got the bottle for his Christmas. The Orinco? Orinco? What is it? The rum?
Oh, the
Jesus
Orinco,
Christ.
The Orinco, yeah.
Yeah, it's on my fridge. And I drink everything in my kitchen, so.
Yeah, but that's a nice bottle with the leather.
Put it on top of your fridge.
Put it on top of your fridge. Let's see how long it lasts.
Maybe you'll get a nasty cut and you can clean it with that.
Actually, I was thinking I really need to polish the shower doors because they got so.
You could always rebuild the carb on the duster.
You know?
So I was like, I'm going to shoot you. Don't worry about it. I got medicine at home for it.
So there you are, guys. Merry Christmas.
Shit, a bug bite.
Man. Gentlemen,
I'm kind of interested now to crack that open and smell it because it's.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, but I don't really want to open it here and now because I don't want it to be in my car open.
Wow. Okay. So.
Wow.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Well, gosh,
thank
yeah,
you
I got
backhanded
me,
compliment.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I got me some corn whiskey. Oh, we're gonna
I just like to point out, Scrappy comes in this large ornate box with a satin pillow inside of it.
That is so pretty. To go with the,
wait, hold on. Let him finish. I know where he's going with this.
Yeah, with a satin pillow and a nice pressed metal tag, and Trenches comes in a mason jar.
Did it take a picture?
Well, but Treasures will fuck you up a lot faster.
The thing is, whose pants does he really want to get into?
So you got a treasure chest of rum.
That's so pretty. And that's the prettiest thing.
And you got
pretty.
Love cuffs
and porn.
That's
porn.
Hot.
Booze, porn, and are we trying to
upscale her to a real woman?
No. We're trying to upscale her to your ideal woman.
Who we kidding?
Our ideal
we're
women.
Trying to downscale her to a fuck toy.
Thanks.
Speaking of toys.
Well, should I cut her mic then? We'll
no,
just
no,
keep
no.
it, you know.
Speaking of toys.
Oh, snap. See?
Come on, you got a
segue. That's my professional first radio yeah, right there.
I'm like just staring at this like, wow.
Wow. She's staring,
I'm staring at her too like, wow.
Wait. All she's doing is staring at her box.
It's pretty.
You have a pretty box.
Shut up.
You have a really, really pretty box.
Where did we get this? Like, this is new to me, this box crap.
See, there's these things called alcohol stores, commonly called liquor stores, frequently robbed by decaf.
Often owned by a very small Asian gentleman.
Lee Luka. Lee Luka.
Okay, so I went on.
Went on what?
Actually, I went online. I Googled it.
And sent emails to Meg.
Top 10 toys of the season.
Top
and 10 I found
toys.
Some
are these like
ones.
Real legit toys or sex toys?
No, these are like kids' toys that I thought were kind of funny.
Okay.
Stupid. First off, I wanted to talk about the Rubik's Cube. Do you know the Rubik's Cube is still around? First
I know.
All,
I saw it. I seen it. I was thinking about
like, who the fuck still plays with
actually,
Rubik's Cube?
Actually, there's a bunch of people in my office who all time each other solving the thing, and they're down sub 1 minute.
Then they want this shit. Okay, damn. Listen to this crap.
And it's like the 16 by 16 cubes and the 12 by 12s and the...
That's fucking crackheaded. Dude, they've got light speed, rapid recharge, pattern panic, cube catcher, code cracker, multiplayer madness. It's like the cracked out Rubik's Cube.
Well, the Rubik's Cube has made a resurgence. I mean, it you know, as the geek culture
did you say resurgence to the Rubik's Cube?
Yes. No, I am dead on because...
Can you put Rubik's Cube and resurgence together?
Dude, I am dead serious. In my office alone, there are people, like I said, we have a good dozen people in my office that have all learned to do the
Cloud's in your office, right?
Huh?
Cloud balls?
No. He couldn't do the Rubik's Cube, he tried. Love him to death. He's right there with me. We're just looking at going, peel the fucking stickers.
That's what I was just about to say.
But I got people, I shit you not, they look it up. They're like, okay, we're going to speed cube this one. I'm like, what the fuck is speed cubing? Dude, is that like free basic for the new generation?
I used to get so frustrated with that.
I need heroin and a small colored square stack.
Murph, you work with a handful of geeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be one Rubik's Cube in your office.
There's more than one.
See, there's an absolute resurgence.
Whatever, multiplayer code cracker.
Multiplayer Rubik's Cube. No, it's called, fuck it, I'm done, you take it.
Tag team Rubik's Cube.
So I found this one that's actually kind of funny. It's called The Puppy Grows and Knows Your Name from Fisher Price.
I know that one.
Okay, now, wait, time out. I know you're going to know that one because it's an animatronic animal.
No, my kids want it.
Oh, really? Because yes. I know you always like to buy the Pleos. You want the Pleo and you want the dinosaurs.
So
you got the eye dog crap. Look, if it's a fake pet, you know, electric sheep, he's own it.
They're coming out with a new iBo that integrates with the PS3.
Yeah, I know.
Great. So it, too, will play Blu-ray and still suck.
This is $50, okay?
Will it have a root kit?
It grows to a full size. It starts as a puppy and it somehow, I don't fucking know, grows to a full size in 4 days.
Cue Transformers.
Okay. It learns your name and your child's name and learns two songs to sing with your child's name in it.
I am looking for Santa Connor.
Get a Wonderland.
That is fucking
Does it start hunting for Sarah Connor?
Sarah Connor.
I mean, they can create all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So there's this For Real Friends Squawkers Macaw Parrot.
For real, like friends, yo.
It's $70, so you can buy a fake parrot that'll listen to you talk and repeat everything you say.
Here's
That's
the
called
difference,
a tape recorder.
No. Here's the difference. One, it don't shit. Two, it don't eat. Three, it don't molt. And you know what?
And it won't bite your ass.
Yeah. In 2 weeks, when it becomes
it
as annoying as a real
sings,
parrot, you can still throw it out.
Give it to the fucking battery.
$70 for a fucking... I'm like, oh, God. An American Idol Talent Challenge DVD game. Okay. Just what we need for... a game for Christmas to tell us how bad we suck at singing, right, Decaf?
Well, Rock Band.
Rock Band. I
Rock
want
band.
That so bad
wait.
So I can suck.
Let's ask our own Ruben Studdard.
Hey, when I sing, you guys listen.
That's because we're locked in the room.
I know. It's
summer loving.
It?
It's basically a karaoke that tells you you suck. That's basically exactly what it is.
Comes with an inflatable karaoke Simon Cowell.
That tells you
when
suck.
You sing karaoke.
And a Paul Abdul with a wallet in a hole.
Hey, did anyone see that episode of South Park with a Guitar Hero in it?
No.
You've beaten the game.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, the dragon.
You faggot.
This is
You'll
my favorite.
You'll never catch me.
Leah Baby Doll. She speaks three languages.
Languages?
Languages.
I know you only speak
languages.
One.
I
you
need
barely do
languages.
That.
No, okay. Amnesty. No amnesty.
No amnesty.
She languages. Uses the restroom, all this crap. She can burp, sit on the potty, blah, blah, blah.
She takes a shit.
She talks to you. I don't know what the fuck, but okay. She speaks different languages. And it says his favorite thing about it is the fragrance, not like all the plasticky smells. So the baby's got a good fragrance.
Real doll.
Well, you know, you say fragrance. I'm thinking like, okay, that means there's some sickos out there. First off, saying,
right.
"Gaijin," and
how does this baby smell? We need to make the baby
exactly.
smell.
I want to make the baby.
It's $100 for a baby that shits and pisses itself and burps.
Baby,
I don't
but
know.
It smells
why.
Delightful.
I keep grabbing the back. I'm sorry. I keep grabbing the back of her chair.
He's like getting excited about this.
As long as he's not
closer.
Grabbing the front of your chest,
you can right? buy a baby off the black I'm market like, for okay. $90.
I know, right? I'm like, a fucking...
Look, I'll say this. I think Murph can say this as well. If you really want all those features, knock up someone and wait 3 years.
I'm waiting for the for them to convert this puppy grows and this baby into like the same thing so the baby grows.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, you know? Pedophile's dream.
And it will be called Little Arnie, Little Arnie Altar Boy.
And I think more kids need this kind of crap because they need to know, Mommy, I don't want my kid pissing on me anymore so they don't get knocked up in life.
No, that's called a backhand. I don't know what you... Oh, you're younger generation. I got disciplined as a child.
Yeah, do you really think a doll that shit and piss would have stopped Jamie Lynn Spears himself. From getting knocked up by her 19-year-old live-in boyfriend?
Who's
apparently
yeah, she's
not.
16. You
know,
18.
Mom, he's 18.
18. Mama Spears has to be... I'd be very proud. One daughter's... a fucking mental case. The other daughters get knocked up at 16.
But the mom spent all the money going to the next toy.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Wow. Those
yeah.
Are...
I mean,
and
like,
yet you
that was
wait
it.
Wait a minute. Why are you bad-mouthing the Rubik's Cube when you're putting it in with these Constructicons?
No, I'm not bad-mouthing the Rubik's Cube. I just... this. Crazy ass.
She's perplexed by it.
Oh, that's all the toys you
have? Madness. Blah,
you have to understand.
Blah, pattern.
I thought you said it was 10.
No, I
oh, you only read three.
Then
you
only
got
read
bored.
Three.
Then you got bored and shit.
Well,
the other ones were just kind of like a Barbie, okay. Barbie McBarbie. Oh.
Well, here's the thing,
Hannah
you know,
Montana's
sweetie.
Guitar.
You know,
Hannah Montana.
Okay, but idiots pay $13,000 for a ticket to a Hannah Montana concert. So you're paying that much money to a fake concert? Why?
To watch Billy Ray Cyrus Jr.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. It was a couple weeks ago. Some
13,
dude
but
for his daughter.
You know what, though? If she doesn't fuck up and she's
you're a rich benefactor. You'd do this for a little girl.
No,
right?
I would not. I would get the kid lessons like swimming or ballet or something. I'd let her learn how to play the fucking piano. You know, yeah, I'm not going to send her to
like,
some
you want
to
see the famous bitch? Bitch, you're going to be famous. You know?
Jesus.
And I'm expecting money back from those lessons with interest, you little whore. Start singing. Now, when Stitz was here last year, something kind of funny happened. And
you got an erection.
That's not funny. That's just usual.
Oh, the usual.
Look at him. He's so pretty.
Actually, he's growing his hair long again. Yeah. When we met Stitz, his hair was what? Halfway down,
down to his
knees?
Ass. It was down to his ass.
I had longer hair than pretty much any woman for the most part.
Yeah. He was tickling his own ass.
And then I convinced him without touching it.
No, I had about 3 feet of hair.
So yeah. Damn. And then one day on a whim, I convinced him to cut it. It was awesome.
It was horrible.
No, it was great. You
it was different.
Been there. You should have, the girl who was cutting his hair looked like she was going to start crying. It was awesome.
she's probably wearing it right now on her.
I got his hair.
When Matt was here last time, not only did we convince a waitress at Hooters that he was a porn star.
No, it wasn't Hooters. It was it Hooters or was it a
Hooters? No, it was Hooters. We did it at Hooters. But we also, well, not we.
That was obviously,
that was
I wasn't
all
with
you.
No. Yeah, it was great.
I wasn't with you with that one.
Matt got a number out of that one. No, you weren't there. I think we did it on my lunch or something one day.
Yeah, lunch or dinner or something, yeah.
But, something did happen to Matt.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so that's cue. I'm supposed
this
to speak.
This is where you describe the situation.
So I'm turning off of DI onto it's Desert Inn onto some street. I don't even remember anymore. And I go to turn it into a parking lot because I'm running an errand.
Oh, no, wait. What was in the parking lot? Do you remember?
No.
I remember this. It was a pawn shop.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He's turning into a pawn shop to look for lenses for his camera.
Okay, that's right. That's cool. That's smart.
And but as I'm turning in, I hear this horn honking, and I look behind me, and it's this SUV. So I start to try and floor it, and it's too late, and the car slams me, and I go like 75 degrees, and then just straight.
Oh shit!
And I'm just like, oh well. And so I just turn off the car. I put the e-brake on.
And hold on. Let's pause the situation. Matt's driving a rental car.
Oh,
tell him what the rental car is.
It's a Ford Mustang convertible, cherry red,
dude. A queer car.
It was pretty. Oh, so pretty.
And so I get out, and then the first thing the guy does is, in broken English, says, I don't have any insurance. Is there anything we can do about this? And I look at him and say, and I actually do. I make the sighing noise. I'm like, sorry, no, it's a rental car. I'd try and help you out here. And I tell him, let's just call 911 and take it from there. No worries. And this guy pretty much shits himself. It was kind of funny.
Excellent.
He's this little man who speaks like no English, and he's like, I'm just a painter, and please, please, please. And I call 911. The cops get there. And the best time I've called, my sister runs the car rental agency, so I'm not too worried about anything.
You're like nonchalant. You're gonna get screwed.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
And I'm not even gonna have to pay the deductible.
Exactly.
You were with him?
No.
And
he called me like 5 seconds after it happened, though. So we're
I called him. I'm like, you're not gonna believe what the fuck happened to me out here.
And he did it. Stitz was, oh my god, I can't believe what's going on. I can't believe I got hit with a car.
No. But the cops come, two bike cops.
Hold on, bling, bling. I'm fairly sure he could whoop your ass now. You realize
this? Oh, he
could,
absolutely.
Did you say black cops or white cops?
I don't remember. White, they're both white.
Hey. Okay, so the cop shows up.
Yeah.
Those details are
The cops tear this guy a new asshole. Like,
oh.
They write him for uninsured motorist, driver's license expired, so driving without a license, for him hitting me, all this stuff, and they're like, you have to leave your car there, and just they're tearing him a new one. And my sister comes with my mother. They're both at the car rental agency, and they come and they take a look at it. And like,
it's a family business.
And it's no biggie. And the trunk won't shut anymore. But like my sister brought like a zip tie thing and zip tied the trunk for me. And
it's like they've seen this before. Like, okay,
yeah,
get the
this
drill.
Is nothing special.
Get the rear end kit.
It was so awesome. Like, the cops did do one thing to me. I pulled out my camera and he just looked at him and he's like, no pictures. I'm like, fine. So all I did was take pictures of the accident before I got there. The cops were adamant. They wanted no pictures taken of them in frame. They were really anal about that.
Wow.
And
interesting.
Yeah, but
like, this ain't cops.
It gets, but to tell you, this is how nice of a guy. And this guy is on the verge of tears, right? And they aren't going to arrest him. They just tell him to leave his car there. And this guy's got, you know, like $2,000 in tickets now in front of him, right? And I say, listen, do you need me to give you a ride? Whatever. I'll give you a ride. Because they won't let him take his car. He's like, okay, all right, I live over here. So I start to give him a ride. And the guy's like, just pull over here. Just let me out. I'm like, all right. And it didn't occur to me until later. He's just walking back to his car.
Yeah.
But that was – oh, yeah. And then I put on my American Express so that I had insurance through that, and I had my car insurance. I was never contacted by any – I notified both parties that I had an accident. I filled all this paperwork for the car rental agency and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. No one ever contacted me. And as best as anyone can figure out, it's because it was less than like $1,500 in damage, and the rental agency just eats it then. But yeah, this guy's I'd love to look. I should have saw the paperwork on this guy. I'd love to look it up. You know, he's like a suicide now or something.
You know, it's really horrible, right? Yet another person Matt drives over the edge.
Yes, exactly.
I cannot stand you.
Now, Matt's progressed as a person, I guess, is the only way to really
progress see it. Progress as a person?
I am almost enlightened, for I am soon to be Buddha.
Chief? Chief, is that you?
When we first met Matt felt girls were icky, and we used to call him the cutest little Jewish girl we'd ever met. Now, dude, like, jet setter is the only way to really put it. Guy bounces from country to country, lives in Hawaii. The emails and forum posts I see from him, 3:30 in the morning, there's a boar in my garden eating all my flowers. There was a big panic when there was all that flooding in Hawaii. Like,
I asked you about that. How's Stitch?
Has anyone heard from Matt? What's going on? I sent him a message. People are on the forums like, anyone seen Stitch at all? It's just really funny to see how Matt's really become a real live person.
He's calling you trendsetter.
Jet setter.
Excuse me, jet setter. Would you go metrosexual or bohemian in your lifestyle? Where would you put it in that?
Oh, bohemian.
Far bohemian. Okay. Far bohemian. Okay. All right. Is
the stories of Matt doing coke off girls in London clubs are ones I can never get enough of.
I did. Yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, yeah,
but
I remember that one.
And in Hawaii, ganja and what have you.
What yeah. have you.
But
how is heroin? I'm just wondering, by the way.
How is
now the thing on. Is we all know enough about Matt to know that really this guy can do the willpower thing to anything wants. So you're doing hard fucking drugs, and I'm not seeing bad teeth or messed up face.
No.
Just you said I'm bored with it, I'm done, or you just said, okay, that's enough of that, and you just willed yourself out.
I'll try something, I'll be all that's not nice. And that's the end of it.
That's not nice. Oh, boy. I wasn't on what I was expecting.
So what was the best drug and the worst drug that you took?
Oh, shrooms. Shrooms are probably most pleasant.
Which ones have they come back to you at any point?
No.
And which one's the worst one?
The worst drug? Alcohol.
Really?
That was the worst one?
Yeah, probably.
Wait. Now he's sounding a little stoned.
Matt's the only guy I know who, when he gets drunk, like becomes normal.
Yeah, Matt. I've seen that.
Yeah, I know.
Matt's a little hyperactive when he gets going, but you get a couple of drinks in him, and he's just a chill dude.
No, but I gotta say, out of everything, I guess booze is probably like the worst of the collection. Well, I mean, yeah, it would be. I mean, like from a cost benefit ratio, I mean, cocaine's probably the worst.
Well, okay. A legal drug. Which one's the worst illegal drug that you took?
Illegal?
Yeah.
Aren't they all that he just mentioned?
Illegal.
Cocaine and...
Well, alcohol's not, though.
Well. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Probably the worst effects I can think of were I once baked pot brownies and I had horrible, like real strong weed, like $400 an ounce ganja. God,
Jesus.
And
damn.
And I cooked pot brownies with it, and they were so strong, and it didn't hit me for like an hour and a half, and I'm in traffic.
Oh,
you're like, I'm fine. Dude, I'm gonna operate heavy machinery.
Was that three streetlights?
it was a horrible experience. It really was.
I
got home and I was just like nauseous, and it was bad. But,
so you're living in Hawaii now.
Yeah,
but
officially it's formally.
Oh, so what's next?
Part of the country?
Next, I'm moving to Italy.
Wow.
Yeah,
I envy you. Like Scrappy, right then and there.
Scrappy's like,
I'll be in the Dominican Republic for two weeks here in January.
Don't get kidnapped.
Doing like wildlife photography, and then
he looks like Natalie Holloway.
Oh, that's mean.
And then
I'm sorry, Natalie, you're dead.
I don't have those smooth baby bearing hips.
Well, you might when they're done.
Oh, you got curves now, boy.
Dude, don't dress like a tourist. Dress like a local.
Wait.
I always do.
We only got a couple minutes left. What part of Italy?
Florence. I'll be in Florence.
Northern.
For most of it. Yeah, north. Nice. Yeah, I don't like Milanese. I like people from. I like Florentines. I like Romans, Napolitani.
Well, yeah, but you go down that Campania region and
yeah,
because that's where I've been and I'm going back.
But
I'll be there
for about 7-8 months. Then I'll be back here briefly to do some stuff to study up for the LSAT, and then it's off to applying for law schools or whatever. So
thinking about going here to law school or
no? I'm looking at USC, a couple other ones.
Are they gonna look at your pass when you do the bar exam?
You realize you can never.
If George Bush can do it, so
wait, wait,
can I,
wait.
Right?
Don't they have to do that wellness? And
that character and wellness,
yeah.
Oh, God. We have blackmail on
we
internet.
Will not, we will not blackmail Stitz.
I want money.
No, I just want free free legal help when we inevitably need it.
That is true. On second thought, you're right. I'm deleting this podcast tomorrow.
So, you got to do us a favor, though. When you get out to Italy, we need you to, at some point, take a road trip, grab the rail, and head out to Romania and see Chief, because he needs help with mud huts and prostitutes, apparently.
Really?
It's just on the other side.
I can help him with all of that.
Or at least get him so stoned he'll never remember the cause.
Now, Chief will be back in town shortly. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him on the show.
Week. I don't think we'll get him on the show.
We'll see if we can, though. We will see if we can get him back on the show. That would be great to have him on for a night.
It would be.
When's he coming back?
Right around Christmas, like right right before Christmas. And he'll be here real shortly, and then boom, he's right back into Romania for with the Peace Corps. So,
Who's that?
Interesting.
Chief is one of the former hosts of Spankwagon Radio.
He's the Zen Buddha master.
We have, like, if you've never seen the About or gone to the MySpace, we have a laundry list of people.
Yeah, she's never been
there's
to
the There's no site. Fewer than eight, I MySpace. Believe.
No, seven or eight right now. Yeah.
No, we're really racking them up, but yeah. That works out well. So anyway, stits.org is where you have all your photography.
Yeah, that, or I go to, just the Flickr account's probably faster. I upload a lot of stuff to just flickr.com.
Flickr, dude.
Yeah, /photos/stits. Just go to Flickr. Wait. Just Google
NetSol stits. Finally let you register Stits?
Stits.org, they let me. A cousin ordered, got stits.com.
Because I remember you tried to order it and they said it was porn.
Yeah, I was really upset about that.
That should move to Hawaii. It'd be the funnest week you ever should fucking have.
Seriously, check some of Matt's photography. He's done some amazing stuff. I've seen, what was that one you were doing the other day? The compound on the fly?
Yeah, I was doing something called focus stacking where you can, if you don't have a lot of light, you can take multiple pictures of an image at multiple levels of focus and then produce one image where the whole frame's in focus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a lot of people do it for, you can produce a photograph that looks like animation where everything's in focus. It looks really
weird. The new movie coming out, the one, the Mach 5 and the Speed Racer.
Oh, Speed Racer,
fucking in focus.
That's all in focus?
That's all in focus.
Oh, that's going to be weird. That's going to be hurt. Nauseating, possibly.
Very.
Yeah. Like the background's in focus. And you're...
Yep.
Can I have the paper, please?
I don't have paper. I'll read.
Okay. So, Matt, again, stits.org. Thanks for coming on, dude. I love when Matt comes to town.
You want the paper? Can I have the paper?
Yeah, can I have the paper?
That's the rolling
God
paper.
God damn it, you forgot
you know
the
what?
Paper?
Oh, there you go.
Give me the
there
paper,
you go.
You goddamn bitch.
Don't make me take some rum
back. Is that the right paper, bitch?
This was pure sexual frustration.
Yeah, it was.
Not anymore. Not after tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Merry Spank Wagon Christmas to y'all.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Whatever. Got a bunch of people to thank. First
Happy
off,
Happy Hanukkah.
New
Where are you going, white boy?
First off,
white boy.
First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. Don't forget our syndicates, KC Host, Radio Network, Flash FM, Fox FM, Door From Hell, Showdown.net. We had one of them in the chat room. Thank you. Steel City Radio and Nomad Radio Network.
Nomad.
So big thank you to all of our syndicates. Thank you for a wonderful year, Decaf.
Yes.
Murph?
You're welcome.
You're welcome, sir.
Scrappy?
Everyone rocks. Merry Christmas.
Now, you've come in around the Christmas time, so you're going to last about a year because you came in around Christmas time. We're good. Stitz, always, you know,
a pleasure.
He thinks I hate you.
You don't hate me.
Exactly.
See, that's why I told you to sit back down. See?
I hate but that you have nicer hair than me, you know?
And you have better tits than he does. Okay. So you're I take that back.
I don't
he
know.
He has better tits than you. You need
He's
to do
so
something
pretty.
With your chin hair, though.
That's
Stitz,
wrong.
Thank you very much. Big thank you to Meg and Tony.
Yeah, that's pulptoon.com and mookieskitchen.com. We'll put links to those up on the main page.
What you doing sitting in the seat, white boy? Get the fuck out of here.
All right. And this was already told to us. We now need to start changing the last word of the show. Stitz, will you give us the final word of the show?
Tuna fish.
Tuna fish it is.
What is it?